May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 359. How charming is the place where my Redeemer God unveils the beauties of his face and sheds his love abroad. 359.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the prophet Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah 43. But now, thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou passest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and sea before thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled, who among them can declare this, and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Saviour. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles, and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as tow. remember ye not the former things, and neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, and now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honour me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. Even I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I profane the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. Let us pray. Most gracious, holy, blessed, eternal, three in one God Almighty, all we are but dust and ashes before thee, all but the living, there is that desire in the heart, Lord, let my soul live. And it shall praise thee. Lord, we are brought to need thee very greatly. Who can speak it? Oh, the depth of our need, the earnestness of our case, the seriousness of the issues, the solemnity and shortness of our life. But thou art God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Oh, we do cry even from that land which is afar off, and even from the land of forgetfulness. And we have to confess, how forgetful we are of all thy mercies. We cannot keep alive our own soul. We cannot keep alive one right desire after thee. O Lord, man, wilt thou quench the smoking flax? Ah, Lord, do not quench that smoking flax. Raise it to a flame. The bruised reed, it will not break. Lord, thou hast declared it. And thus we come and will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth, and the psalmist is right. Lord, alone, only thou art to hear, that alone can perform all things for us. We would fall down before thee and cast our care on thee. We can do nothing. We are in thy hand, Lord. We hope we are. We plead we may be in thy hand. Lord, we come before thee, and there is that need to confess our sins. Oh, Lord, may there be a true confession. Lord, a broken confession, a living cry. But may it be under gospel teaching. And may there be the drawing also to thee, the fountain. There must, or ere we pass this life away, or that there will be a bringing to the washing, to the fountain. Lord, the fountain open stands, yet on its brink I dwell. Oh, take me, plunge me in with thine own hands, and that will do me well. Lord, we pray for the leading of the Spirit. We come in confession, but in request. Lord, we are but dust and ashes before thee, and we seek thy face now and thy blessing upon the gathering, upon our worship this night. Lord, we do seek the Holy Spirit. Lord, that the Word of grace, the word of life, the living word, may indeed be a living word to us as living bread. Lord, as a living principle within, there may be a feeding, a spiritual feeding, which is food the world knows nothing of. Lord, a feeding on thee. Oh, we depend on thee. We walk, as it were, on water, as faith, venturing hard. Behold, I come. Lord, in thy house I read this room, and venturing hard, behold, I come. O Lord, I believe that grace is free. O magnify that grace in me. Lord, let thy work appear. Oh, we would see Jesus. Oh, we would desire to know something of thy dying, thy death, that it was a sacrifice for our sin. Would desire to understand a little of thy dying hours, thy breath. Oh, so necessary, oh, to believe. Oh, love will draw us. May love draw us to Calvary. May love draw us to Gethsemane, that we might know the power of thy rising. Lord, thy rising from the dead, that we may be renewed, revived. Oh, that our hearts may arise, as it were, from the dead. From all the deadness of our case, Lord, the deadness of the false foundations of hope, Lord, the awaken, quicken, revive, renew. Dear Lord, thou art that fountain of delights. Thou art thy people's delight, their soul's happiness, our life's happiness. Oh, that we could bear fruit, Lord. Oh, that we could bear those meekness, the temperance, the meekness, Lord, that we may bear those peaceable fruits of righteousness. Oh, work in us with a gospel word, a strength, a renewing, Lord, a reinvigorating. Oh, we pray for it. And now, Lord, we come as we, at this hour of worship, Oh, do show thyself. Show us thy hands and thy feet. And command the enemy to come out of our life. Remove our fears. Remove the veil, the ignorance, the veil, the darkness of unbelief. And that legal spirit, Lord. Oh, that thou wilt loose us and let us go. Where there not 10 lepers cleansed, where are the 9? Oh, that thou wouldst speak, Lord, the word only. What did he say? Speak the word only. He shall be made whole. Dear Lord, we are not worthy that thou shouldest come under our roof. We are not worthy and never will be. Save us from trying to work our own worthiness. Save us from trying to present ourselves whole before thee to obtain mercy. Let the sinner make us as sinners. Make us proper sinners. Lord, that we will have to look to the fountain, having nothing else. Lord, there is, we fell to the fountain flow, as has been quoted. Wash me, Saviour. Or I die. It is by living faith. But Lord, work that faith. Oh, we fear our own faith. We fear it's a false faith, a wrong faith. We fear everything springs from within. It's, Lord, it's our own doing, our own religion. Lord, I cry unto thee. Without thee I cannot rest. We must have thee near. It is the feeling sense of thy blessing that we want. It is the living waters. All other waters don't satisfy. Lord, niceties do not satisfy. Lord, chapel coming doesn't satisfy. Rounds of worship do not satisfy. Upright living does not satisfy. Lord, mercy, good mercy, Lord, I ask. This is the total sum. For mercy, Lord, is all my suit. Oh, let thy mercy come. So then remember us as we gather. Meet with us, Lord. We're not worthy. Great God, I'm not worthy. We're not worthy that thou shouldest even consider us. Yet we need thee. We're brought much to need thee. Oh, meet with us this evening hour. Let the word be magnified. Be thou exalted in our lives and our hearts. Lift it up that we may mourn for thee, mourn after thee, follow after thee, cleave unto thee, press to thee, draw from thee, worship thee, love thee, obey thee. Bless this house of prayer. Thou hast seen fit to remove one. And we believe and are thankful as we understand that it was well with her. Lord, a humble seeker, a humble crier. Lord, we would not promote the flesh. Lord, but not everyone is brought forth. Peculiar are thy dealings. There are those who have never made manifest much. We pray there may be many in this house that will be brought to, and not for the flesh, and not for not for just to see great revivals. But there may be those who are humbly brought. It is a great matter to confess thee before men. Leave us never to hide our light under the bushel. But it is those living desires of today. Bless this house. Remember the dear deacon. Strengthen their hands. May they abide in union. And bless them as they lead the public worship. The church, the congregation, And may they remain united. May they esteem one another, look up to one another better than themselves. May each be brought to seek one another's good and be content to be a doorkeeper in thy house. Lord, it may be they plough long furrows, there may be those that plough upon their backs. But Lord, may they willingly and gladly suffer all things, that the power of Christ, his grace, his sufferings may be in them. Now this is a serious matter. It's a heavy matter. It's not a nice matter to the flesh. Oh, we pray that we may and we must bear in the body the marks of the dying of the Lord Jesus. These are deep things. We may have a union above, and we must first be brought to knowledge of thee and union below. Oh, that thy work is vital below, for heaven above. Now, Lord, thou knowest every trembling heart in this house. Remember all afflicted friends. Pray for healing mercies of those that have been seriously ill among the brethren here. We thank thee thou hast visited and brought one forth to confess thee. We do thank thee for this. Lord, but be with each and be, and may there be those also exercised in the congregation. We pray for thy blessing on this house. Dear Lord, remember all in affliction, pain, suffering. Remember all in special need, those in senior years who feel the frailty of their days, visit at evening time. Let not their soul go down to the pit. May they find a ransom. Have compassion, Lord. Compassion. Oh, compassion have on us, we pray. Oh, we seek it, Lord. We need mercy every hour. And Lord, we know that thou livest and reignest for sinners above. Oh, but may we be changed ones. Lord, repenting ones, washed ones. Lord, do bless us then. Bless the word. Have mercy on us in the land. Have mercy on the churches. The editors of magazines, the secretaries of our societies, do appear then. We thank thee for every mercy, every blessing, every favour. We have daily abundance of supply, many needs supplied. Now, Lord, forgive us for our rambling. There's much we could ask for, we seem to omit. Forgive us that vital knowledge, Lord, of thy eternal love and keeping, to be manifest unto us. Feed us, come, come, come. O Lord Jesus, come. O we beseech thee. O thou knowest every heart that sighs, longs for thee. The man said, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. We ask in thy worthy name and for thy sake. Amen.
Hymn 687. Ye broken hearts all, who cry out unclean, and taste of the gall of indwelling sin, lamenting it truly and loathing it too, and seeking help duly, as sinners must do. 687.
complete dependence upon the Lord, I would draw your attention to the prophet Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah 41 and verse 14. Isaiah 41 verse 14. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 41, verse 14. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. You know, I trust we are taught that we need help to believe. All our springs are in him. He is full God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, in their unity are love. It is the principle of evil that has marred us and ruined, and our ruin is real. It is a real ruin. It's a mercy, you know, to rise above how we were brought up as just a religious feeling. Many say they're sinners, but you know, but oh, to feel, to see sin smarts but slightly. To own with lip confession is easier still, but oh, to feel cuts deep beyond expression. And may the Spirit show us our need of him and be brought in that peculiar manner to know his help and to obtain that help. The Apostle Paul thought he served God by his own activity, his own will, but he was brought down to be a beggar and to sue for mercy on his knees. Now the gospel goes forth to people for whom it's prepared, and that preparation is the coming down of flesh before him, and to say like Isaiah, and you know, it's tremendous language. He said, woe is me, for I am undone. I'm a man of But that's when he saw the Lord, his glory filling the temple, the train. He didn't exalt him. You know, when the Lord is made real, it humbles us. But you see, when he appears and he takes that coal from a filter and anoints him and touches him, you see, he says, the language is, woe is me, for I am undone. Now, dear friends, the word before us is a blessed word. You know, it's a gospel word. And dear friends, are we found in the need of receiving the sweetness, the flowing, the nearness, the truth of the word? For Jesus speaks in the word. It's personal. It's Christ that speaks. And he speaks to his people, the people are described. Now, graven in heaven is a description. Now I wonder how that finds our religion. And I'm not just going to be searching people tonight. Friend, it's a blessed word. It wormed Jacob. I'll start with that. Wormed Jacob. You know, Jacob, literally Jacob, personally Jacob, what a life. What a paradox. What mixtures. What ups and downs. What low places. What tremblings he came to. God was silent to him for a long time. God, the Father, the Son, showed him nothing that Joseph was alive, and let him suffer, let him mourn, let him grieve. All for a purpose. Friend, it's true, you know. You can't deny it unless you deny the accuracy of the Word of God. You can't deny the historic truth. You can't deny the spiritual, blessed truth of it. The Lord God humbled Jacob, and yet that very Jacob had obtained some of the most blessed and sweetest promises the Bible gives forth. And who among us has been favoured, although wrestling prayer, well, I won't take that line for the moment, but he wrestled with the angel, with the man, and prevailed, it describes in the... He wrestled and prevailed with the angel. He prevailed over the Son of God and said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And look at the promises given to Jacob. Now, the word is to the church, who are the sons of Jacob, who are in union with Jacob, who are in the likes of Jacob. Israel, Jacob, how often the word, the prophet Isaiah speaks quite often of Israel and Jacob in one sentence, one text, as if to show the old and the new, because Jacob's name was changed to Israel. You see, there's a change. There is a new name given. Now, what about this word? You know, we're brought to need a fear not. But worm Jacob. Oh, dear friends, don't run away, will you, from God? Those exercise won't. You know, what a mercy. I speak to those who don't like the expression worms. We're a bit better than worms, you know. Or so we might think. You know, but before the Lord, dear friends, we'll be brought down to be as a worm. You know, oh, I've often said it. I point it out to you again. Let us remind ourselves, oh, that our hearts could be affected with the truth of it. Who did David speak of in Psalm 22? Who did David talk of? Who did he meditate upon? Who did he sing of? The Lamb. Now, is your experience, are you brought down to feel no higher than a worm? Divine teaching, in need. You know, some of us, look, don't get the wrong idea that I'm preaching a great big deep experience. Get that out of your mind. You know, you'll be taught the nature of being a worm by being insignificant in religion, by being poor in faith, by being low. And you often cry, Lord, can God, Lord, dost thou reign here? If it be so, why am I thus? Friend, who among you has been kept yourself alive today? Who among you has been exercised since you got up this morning, all the way through the day, lively, into the oracle of God? Haven't you groaned a bit? Haven't you thought about the services? Haven't you groaned a bit? How can I go to chapel tonight in this state? What sort of state am I in to go to chapel? What sort of creature am I to go into the Lord's house? What a hypocrisy. What's been in my heart last week? You know, dear friends, we'll be brought down to need mercy. You know, and I will have mercy and not sacrifice. I'm not come to call the righteous. I'm not come to a big edge in religion. I've come to call sinners to repentance. Oh, worm Jacob. You know, I want to bring you to something. The sufferings of the Lord Jesus were terrible. Friends, he assumed our nature being sinless, that I will emphasise. Being sinless, I will emphasise. And I bless God for that, you know. And so will you. Because his offering was accepted and yours never can be. The best obedience of my hands, dares not appear before thy throne, but her faith will answer thy demands by trusting what the Lord has done. You know the Lord Jesus Christ, do you know what burdens, soul, he cried, he groaned, he bled, he agonized in soul. I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, despised of the people. Friend, oh, how he took upon his people's case, their hard case. You know, love did that. Oh, when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. Oh, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why thou so far from helping me? Are you brought there, answering for his people's distance, answering for his people's carnal thoughts, suffering for them in their hypocrisies? You know, the Apostle Paul said he was sold under sin, carnal. He said, I'm carnal. You know, do you know anything about it? Friends, it'll make you poor and needy. It'll make you as low as a worm. Oh, dear friends, the Lord Jesus brought there. Christ brought there. Now so exalted. So we want his exalt. I tell you straight, we want him exalted. We want him exalted in lives. We want his intercession. We want his grace to flow down. We need it, and it will, and I believe it will flow down. And I know it will flow down. But we're brought down, dear friends, into this union with him, to suffer with him, to be buried with him in baptism, that we might live with him. And this is where the promise comes, where the fear not comes. And in a sense, the promises here are to Zion, and to Zion's offering, and to Zion's sacrifice. And Zion's sacrifice is none other than the Son himself. And here he meets his people with that fear not. Are we brought tonight to need for the Lord to give us that fear? But all the faith to receive it, the exercise of soul to receive the word. Friend, you know, for a number of, didn't have to speak personally. I don't know enough about other people's experience. I could talk about other people better. I leave it like this. I'll speak not personally. There may be a word you've heard quoted. I'll take Isaiah 41:10, verse 10 in this chapter. A blessed word. You may have heard it quoted so many times. You may cry, if only that word could be spoken to me. Oh, do speak it, Lord. You know, but by and by, dear friends, I believe the Lord will, you know, and I've got a good ground to say it on. You may groan and say, Lord, I've got this, I've got that, but oh, that such a word as verse 10 or our own text could be spoken to me with life and power. And you long for it. You see the wonder of it. Christ with you. All fear to be removed, strength to be given, grace to uphold, hope of eternal life, a love abounding. Through the word being spoken, through being made manifest, So if the desire is there, well, I may be wrong, but I don't think so. I believe if your soul is exercised, by and by the grace will flow out of it. You know, they speak you to the rock, and it shall give his water. Speak you to the rock. Speak, friends. You know, that was given to Moses after Horeb was struck. Kadesh was just speak. It wasn't to be struck again, it was speak. Because now it's been struck once. The rock has struck once. And the water flowed, life flowed, the water and the blood flowed from the Lamb. Now speak to Christ. Speak ye to the rock, it shall give his water. Well, fear not thou worm, Jacob. You know, I know it's not pleasant, but we're brought down to places where our soul is urgent to receive this grace. You know, and why do we want the Lord to say, fear not? You know, when we read Isaiah 43, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I bought thee. I've paid for thee. I've given my life for thee. And he goes on to say, since thou, I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour, I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopian sea before thee. He sacrificed a whole army for them. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, I have loved thee. Therefore I give men for thee, people for thy life. You know, oh, that one offering forever. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. O blessed Spirit, bring forth the sweetness of it to our hearts. When thou passest through the waters. You see, the fear nots are there for this reason. Through tribulation, through difficulty, through long waitings, you know, Abraham walked this way. The father of the faithful. Oh, how he long waited for the Lord to shine. You know, everything hinged on the Lord appearing. Does everything in your life point revolve round the Lord to appear? What are you waiting for tonight? What are we waiting for tonight? And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee, in thee. You know, to know this blessed truth, fear not thou. You see, he speaks, yes, he speaks and speaks to thee. May he help thee to believe. Then thou presently shalt see, thou hast little cause to grieve. Fear not thou, worm Jacob. Find you out, you know. The Lord will find you where you are, worm Jacob. Well, I don't know about you, but it's a lovely description. It's a blessed description to me. Friends, it describes my poverty. Does it describe your poverty? Does it describe your helplessness? Does it describe your insignificance? Does it describe great grace to the lowest of people? Great grace, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor. You know anything about how poor he became? Well, Jacob learnt it, didn't he? It describes, friends, his church, his people, waiting for him. Zacharias waiting for him. Elizabeth waiting for him. Simeon waiting for him. Anna waiting for him. They're waiting for him. Are you waiting for him? You know, and a fear not in it, and a fear not with it. You know, for oh, I will help thee. You know, and we don't often need some help, you know. There's divine teaching again. Look at the teaching in the Word. Friend, look at the sweet promise given. I will help thee. Fear not. Thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Oh, the language, the beauty of it. But you see, we're brought down to need it. We're brought down to the level to need it. And to receive the grace that's described. Friend, this is a heavenly word. I'm telling you, you think you know about God, you'll discover God in the text. You'll discover the grace of God in the text. But you'll be brought to need the grace of God in the text. You'll be brought to need the grace to flow. And you're brought to need the word to apply. And you dare presume that the Lord is just speaking to you because it's a nice word. Oh, that was a nice word. Oh, what a lovely word we had tonight. Well, that was a good sermon, wasn't it? Friends, you want more than good sermons. You want the still small voice within of thy Maker to love thee for all thy sins. And, you know, he says, I blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgression. Hear what does he say in the chapter 43? Did you see yourself in this? But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. Friend, what a description of a poor people. You know, it's not good to be a poor people. Friend, I don't take pride in it. I'm not pleased that I'm a poor people. Some people are quite pleased they're poor, and they promote it. But you'll never get to heaven by your poverty, you know. But by His grace alone, you'll get to glory. But poor you are, and you're full of poverty. But you still get to glory, because I've loved thee with an everlasting love. An election will get us to glory. But thou, what a description. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. Oh, what a poor people. What a hopeless people. You know, by grace we're saved. Lovely grace to overcome all our poverty and our sins. Magnify the Lord with me, says David. And let us exalt His name together. Let us exalt Him, friends. Let us exalt His grace. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary, O Israel. You know, I'd love to come to chapel and not be found there. But you know, I am found there. And still the fountain flows. Still the river of life flows. Still through the desert way the river flowed, the water flowed. Still the manna was given. And still the gospel heart bears your fainting spirit up, doesn't it? And still you're found on praying ground. And you're going to be praying as much tomorrow as you were. In fact, I think you'll be praying more tomorrow than you are now. But you think you won't. You think it's all going to fizzle out. Thus brought me no... You know, we can't even bring the small cattle, can we? What a description. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings. Friend, we can't even bring the small cattle. Where's the fatlings for the sacrifice? Friend, we've got nothing. Poverty, written on us. Spiritual poverty. Worm Jacob. Fear not. Why? I will help thee. You see, in Isaiah, where it's, I have redeemed thee. Oh, friends, you know, He won't help you for nothing, you know. He'll help because He's laid down His life for you. I've laid help upon one that is mighty. Found David my servant. Oh, I've exalted one from among the people. Laid help upon one that is mighty. I will help thee. Thus brought me no small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. You know, dear friends, love will honour Him. Praise honours Him. And I tell you, our praise will come to receive mercy, to receive hope, to have a little opening to see grace flow, to see the dying lamb, to see him standing in our place. That'll open the sluices. That'll open your heart. And nothing else will. And that's what the Lord, that's what glorifies him. When we fall down and worship him, loving him, all for his sufferings, all his death, all his rising, all his renewings, all his care, all his grace. Personal. Personal. You know, true faith, the life of God. Deep in the heart it lies. It lives and labours under load, though damned it never dies. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor weary thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. Well, I don't know whether you're found tonight in the word of God or not. But, you know, if it's not written for you, I hope it's written for me. Friend, it's written for his people. It's written for the living. I've not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor with incense. Look, you know, he's not laid any hard on us, has he? You know, he's not demanded upon us. Friends, he's not demanded perfection under the law. He says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. You know, our legal hearts, under the law, it's obedience, perfection. But look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. That's the gospel. Oh, thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. You know, that's a painful, painful opening, isn't it, to the heart? Oh, it's a painful matter. Even I am he. O Lord, let me know thee. Melt my heart. Cause me to fall down. Cause me to see thee. A glimpse, Lord, only just give me a glimpse. A passing glimpse of thy fair face. Just enough to break me. Even I am he. That blotteth out thy transgressions. You know, that personal nature of the word. You know, and he says, for mine own sake. Not for your sakes do I this, saith the Lord, but for mine own sake do I. You know, friend, he doesn't do it for our glory. He does it for his own glory. You know, happiness is wrapped up in his glory. Hope I'm not being too, you know, I think my ministry is poor, but some say I go too deep, they don't know what I'm talking about. But you know, I'll tell you straight, the glory of God is his people's happiness. Because the glory of God is love and compassion in the Lord Jesus manifest in flesh at Calvary and rising. And all his sufferings, God manifest in flesh. Friend, what more do you want than God wrapped in humanity to die? Till God in human flesh I see. My thoughts no comfort find. The holy, just and sacred three are terrors to my mind. But if Emmanuel's face appear, my hope, my joy begins. His name forbids my slavish fear. His grace removes my sins. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. Now, where are we tonight, friends? Do you need that fear not? Are you brought to need it? You will be brought to need it. Whether tonight, it might be tomorrow. But you know, the Spirit draws near. It is I. Yes, I've quoted already. Yes, he speaks and speaks to thee. May he help thee to believe. He's speaking to worms Jacob. Oh, then thou presently shalt see. thou hast little cause to grieve. Fear not, I've redeemed thee, I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. O, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Now, what's that help needed? What's that help needed? Well, where do we begin? Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. What a mystery is grace. You know, dear friends, you know, I will bring the blind by way. The blind can't even see their own graces, you know. Let alone can they see Christ. Think about that one. I bring the blind by a way they knew not. I lead them in paths they've not known. Will make darkness light before them, crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Fear not that I will help thee. I will help thee. What's that help, dear friends? You know, help to believe. And have you asked him? We go to him in prayer. Lord, help me. That woman of Canaan, Lord, help me. But her mouth is filled with arguments, you know. Is your mouth filled with arguments? Lord, thou hast said. Lord, thou hast spoken. Lord, thou hast died. Lord, thou hast bled. Oh, dear friends, how can the shaman, how can the heaviest be, friend, oh, if only my soul could be open to believe. If only I could trust, if only the Lord would speak. If only I could hear his voice. But there's the pathway, there's the trials. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Passing through the waters, waters of tribulation, waters of affliction, stormy waters, waters, dear friends, come near the soul. Oh, friends, the enemy comes near. You know, have you ever laboured of late with the enemy overthrowing everything? He's turning it all upside down, isn't he? You know, Satan turns your hope upside down. And he shows you your case is impossible. And it's not of the Lord, you know. You're totally deceived. You thought it was the Lord that spoke, but it wasn't, you know. It wasn't the Lord that spoke. It was just your imagination. And, you know, the Lord's not with you. Is he helping you? He's not helping you at the moment, is he? Have you been through that of late? And as the Lord didn't, think about what Jacob went through then. And think of Joseph, his son. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. You know, unbelief almost overcomes, you know, doesn't it? You know, it dethrones mercy. It dethrones the very grace of God. It overthrows it, you know, unbelief. And it works in us. But he's laid help upon one that is mighty. Mighty. He has already overcome. Soul, you may think I'm making it sound easy, but I'm not. I'm telling you straight, he's already overcome. He's already overcome. But it's the Spirit who want to work in us, don't we? To lay hold on what he's done and to hold it fast. Hold that which thou hast. Hold that. Perhaps it's a word for someone to know it. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. You know, that means thy victory. Hold that fast. Now, what have you got? What have you got in the way of hope? What have you got as an anchor? Hold it fast. I tell you, friends, that's what the enemy's trying to overthrow. And he's almost done it, isn't he, sometimes? In fact, you think he has done it. You don't think it's the enemy that's done it. You think it's the Lord that's overthrowing your hope. You think it's the Lord that's coming to overthrow you, don't you? You know, we do need that light from above. What am I talking about tonight? Temptations. The enemy's assault. That's what I'm talking about when I speak like this. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Now look at the pathway you're in. Look at the Lord's silence, maybe to some of us tonight. Will he help you? Will he appear? He says, I will help thee. I will help thee continue. I will help thee in prayer. Friends, but perhaps he hasn't helped you in prayer. It's the trial of your faith. It's much more precious than of gold that perisheth, that be tried with fire. You know, dear friends, you're going to taste the cup. Do you think you won't? You shall indeed drink of my cup. You shall indeed drink of it. Do this in remembrance. You know that sacred ordinance of the Lord's Supper. Do this in remembrance of me. You know, dear friends, there is the outward sign at the table of sipping the cup and partaking of the broken body, the brokenness of Christ's heart, of his soul. But you know, the experience is afterwards and before. It's between each Lord's Supper, isn't it? That's when it's actually done. We might come to the table for it to be administered, but we're showing forth our exercise over the next month and the past month. We are indeed drinking of his cup. But you know, what a privilege. What a mercy to be able to. What a mercy. What a great grace. What a mercy to be able to come and drink that blood. For in that's life, you know. To be crucified with Christ, yet to live. To live, to live. You know, I will help thee. While we're on the subject, I don't know whether I'm really wise, but you know, I will help thee to confess me, to take up thy cross to follow me. I will help thee. You know, were he not to help us, friend, seek him for that help. He will help us. Friend, he will help. He'll help you to believe, and he'll help you to trust. He'll help you to venture, and he'll help you to endure. What are you in? A trial? Or are you in a lonely place? Oh, are you in a place of sorrow? Friends, he'll help you to come to him. He'll help you to cry to him. You say, but I can't even say the right prayers. It just seems I've tried this sort of prayer, and I've tried that sort of prayer, and it didn't get me anywhere. Well, dear friends, you know, there are a few prayers in the Lord's Word, you know, which you can try. And it is in our text, Lord help me. You know, but the one of Canaan, she had a mouth filled with arguments. And you know, the spouse in the Song of Solomon, you know, she did go about, even though you think they keepers took away a veil. They smote her. Oh, she was brought down to humiliation. She was ashamed. The keepers knew that she wasn't ready for him. She wasn't ready for a Lord. But you see how she loved him, how she sought him. And by she actually found him. Went down to the garden of nuts and found him. I think it's in the following chapter. But you know, she could give a beautiful song. Oh, the end of chapter 5 of Song of Solomon is a most beautiful description of the Lord. You know, as only a living soul can describe some of that. Can you describe it? I will help thee. Dear friends, help thee to continue. You know, help thee to be delivered out of temptation. I'll overthrow the enemy. I bruised his head. I bruised his head. I'll overthrow Satan shortly. And he will. I will help thee to die. I'll prepare thee to die. I will help thee to appear before my face. Friend, this is grace. The Lord demands preparation to stand. Prepare to meet thy God. Prepare to meet thy God. Come on, friend, tonight, prepare to meet God. How are you going to be prepared? Oh, look unto me. You know, he says, as Moses lifted up the serpent of the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. What for? Healing, life, restoration, undeserved, the murmuring. You know, they were dying for murmuring. They're murmurous. Friend, someone said here, Lord, thou hast shown me hard things. It's not wise to say, you know. But Lord, thou show me hard things. The language we use isn't right, you know. The way's too rough, Lord. Were thou silent, Lord? You know, all to own that you deserve him to be silent. But to bless him for the word of grace in the gospel. Oh, fear not thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, for I will help thee. You know, I don't know what circumstances anyone is in tonight, but, you know, the Lord can come into those circumstances. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And when he said that to Jeremiah was in a low place. The cloud of judgment was ripening already upon the nation. But he saw mercy at the end. At the end there would be mercy. At the end there would be deliverance. At the end there would be restoration. Now, dear friends, it may be for a season. Through manifold temptations. You know, that word in Peter's a good word. Though, if need be, when he speaks of the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. Blessed high language, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, though now for a season. If need be, your heaviness through manifold temptations. Friend, there is a need be. The Lord has appointed the need be. God has appointed the need be. Wait for him. So wait on him still. They shall not be ashamed that wait for him. Wait on him. Friend, where else are you going to go then? Come on, man. Where are you going to go then? You cannot go anywhere else, are you? You'll still be waiting. Blessed all they that wait for me. The trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that precious. Why does the apostle speak of faith being tried? The trust, the walk, the confidence, the sweetness, the blessing, the comforts are tried. They're being tried. And that trial is much more precious than of gold that perisheth. Friend, that'd be tried by fire. The dross, the rubbish, the flesh. Friend, I tell you what my problem is. I want an easy path. You got the same problem? A little bit easier. And not so much conflict. Lord, I want thee to appear now. I can't wait. How much longer have I got to wait for thee to appear? Heaven without the cross. You know, that's natural to us. You know, the apostle, you know, he lived on that cross. He lived. Crucified with him. But he lived. And nevertheless I live. And the life thou and I live is by faith of the Son of God. By faith still. Who loved me and gave himself. What a land. Who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, perhaps I'm going too high. I don't know. Whom having not seen ye love. Can you come in there? Do not I love thee, dearest Lord? Behold my heart and see. Friend, is there any movement in the soul Godward to love him, to desire him, to know him? Do not love thee from my soul, then let me nothing love. Dead to my heart be every joy when Jesus cannot move. Is not thy name melodious still to my attentive ear? Do I not love in thy word delight the Saviour's voice to hear? Well, are we brought down to this level? I'm going to say a Christ place, that he may be exalted in our hearts. I am with thee. Fear not thou worm Jacob, and Jimenez, I will help thee. You know, in verse 10, there's that blessed one, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed at what you're passing through, what you're experiencing, what the enemy trying to overthrow it, all your hope. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Note in that text, it's all of Christ. It's his strength. It's his help. It's his word. It's his love. It's his person. It's his presence. Well, I will help thee. Now, in conclusion, I've got to close. Saith thy Redeemer, or the Holy One of Israel, I will help thee. Dear friends, the willingness, the grace, I just point you to the word, to his mercy, to the lepers, to the blind, to the lame, to the poor. I will help thee. He helped the dying thief to die. He helped Peter to weep bitterly. And dear friends, he helped John on the Isle of Patmos. And he will help Jacob, the Jacobs, the Josephs, the Davids, the Abrahams. And he helped the Apostle Paul. He helped the woman of Canaan. He helped Lydia. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed from, fear not thou worm Jacob and ye men of Israel. Saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I will help thee. I will help thee. What you're in, I'll help thee through. I will help thee to confess my name. I will help thee. I will be thy mouth. I will stand with thee. I will not let thee down. I will not fail thee. Oh, and the Lord thy God, be strong and have a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Behold, I've set before thee an open door. You know, that door of mercy, that door of grace, that gospel door, and no man can shut it. I will help thee.
God willing, Mr. Warren is expected to preach next Lord's Day. And there is, God willing, there will be a prayer meeting on Monday evening with an address by Mr. Field. And Mr. Robert Field is also expected to preach on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 759. Jesus heals the brokenhearted. Oh, how sweet that sound to me. Once beneath my sin he smarted, groaned and bled to set me free. 759.
Thank you.
thy word, forgive anything uttered amiss. Convey us to our homes in safety and in peace. We ask in thy worthy name and for thy sake. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each now, forever. Amen.